We're going to talk more about immigration. Law enforcement has stepped up its efforts to find and deport illegal immigrants, and that search sometimes takes them door to door in some communities. According to local reports, this week, agents with the U.S. Office of Immigration and Customs Enforcement staged raids in Austin, Minnesota. In April, agents searched homes in the town of Willmar, Minnesota, for illegal immigrants. Officials said they were trying to make arrests on 16 outstanding warrants for various crimes, but they took nearly 50 people into custody. Willmar is a town of just about 20,000, about 3,000 of whom are Hispanic. We wanted to know more about how those raids affected members of the community, regardless of their legal status. To talk about this, we're joined by Jocelyn Lopez and Alex Sorto. They are both seniors at Willmar High School. Alex, let's begin with you. What happened at your house on the day of the raid?
It was just a normal day. I was still sleeping. It was almost to be 7, and I always wake up because I take a shower and everything. So I just woke up because I was hearing some noises. At first, I just thought it was somebody knocking. Then later on, I heard more bangings on the door. So I just got up, and I was already going to the bathroom to take a shower. And then once I got out of my room, I saw that they were already in when I got out, and I knew that nobody opened the door for them. He told me to stay, and then my mom was there, and she was shaking up. And I was like, what's going on? And they're like, who lives here? They're like, with me and my mom, we live here. And they told me if I had an ID with me. And I was like, yeah, I have an ID. So they took it.
Did they say who they were? Did you know who they were?
Well, they had the clothes, like the police, what they wear.
Mm-hmm.
All they said was, like, who are you, what's your name, and everything. And then one of the other cops told me, do you know who lives upstairs? And, like, no, I don't know who lives there, because it's a duplex. They were just telling me, yes, you do, you know who lives upstairs. And, like, I don't even keep track. I just keep track of my house, who comes here or not. And then they were just keep telling me, like, who lives upstairs, who lives upstairs? Like, I don't know. They keep raising their voice. I was already getting mad. Then my mom's the one told me, like, don't calm down because they might do something to you. And I saw my mom was so shaking up and scared. And, like, I just didn't do nothing. I just tried to calm down because my mom was scared.
How many were there? How many agents were there?
I think there was, like, 5 of them. And they were just looking through the rooms, throwing everything around, like, for their stuff. And they didn't even ask us if they can even go look, search or anything. They just went for it, like, it was their house or something. After that, they just left. I don't know what happened.
Well, what did your mother tell you about what was going on? Or what did you come to believe or understand about what was going on?
She was just scared. She barely could even say nothing. Like, she was just shaking up. I told her, Mom, I should just stay here with you so you can just calm down. And she told me, no, you should go to school because I don't want you to miss. And then, like, all right, I'll go, but you call me if anything happens. She barely could even drive me to school. She was just, like, shaking up, like, you okay, Mom? And then, yeah.
Jocelyn, what about you? Did the agents come to your house also?
Yeah, they did.
The same day?
No, they came on mine. It was on April 10th.
What happened?
Well, then it was at 6 o'clock around that time in the morning. And my boyfriend's sister called me saying that they went to her house and that they were looking for my boyfriend. He's illegal here. And they told me that they were coming here. And so then I told my stepdad, he's an American, he was born here. He went outside to smoke. What he told me was that he tried to open the door, and they just went through him, and they came upstairs to my room, and they just opened the door. They didn't even knock, or they didn't even show a warrant or anything. And then they kept asking me, where's the guy? Where is he? And I told him, who are you looking for? And then he just told me, I'm looking for the guy in the white shirt. Where is he? I know he's in here. I'm like, I told them that he is not in my room. And they went to my closet, and they threw all my dirty clothes on the floor. They went in my bed. They took all the covers off, and I was holding my baby. She was 7 months. And so then they asked me who was in my other room, and I told them my sister, but there's nobody there. And they went to her room. They just turned on the lights, and they asked her, where is he? They were looking around, and they just opened the closet. And a friend of ours that lives here, he's illegal here. And he got scared probably, so then he went and hid in the closet. And that's where they found him. So then they came back to my room. One of the guys was yelling at me. He was telling me, why'd you lie? Why'd you lie? And I told him that I didn't lie. I just said he wasn't in my room. I didn't tell him not in the house. And they started screaming. Like, I felt like it was like boot camp because they were like right in my face. And
what were they screaming?
They just told me, why did you lie to me? You know you could get arrested. And I told them, you can't arrest me. And they just started laughing. So then they asked me, do you have an ID? And I said, yeah. And they told me, where were you born? And I told them, in Los Angeles. Where was your daughter born? And I told them that she's from here. She's from Wilmer. And they started laughing. So then, and then they asked me, how old are you? So I told them, 17. So then they kept asking me more questions.
When did they finally leave, Jocelyn?
They left when they found out that the guy that lived with us wasn't from here.
How did that make you feel?
I felt bad because supposedly, because I read in the papers that they used this method, knock and enter, something like that. And for me, that was a lie because they didn't show a warrant or nothing. I knew that they were the people because they were. It said police and it said ICE in the back. And I knew it was them, but they didn't even show a warrant.
It's been a couple of weeks now, right?
Yeah.
About a month ago, a little over a month ago. How do you feel now?
Well, it still kind of like gets me because my mom always says that she always thinks that every time she goes to bed that there's people always knocking at the door. And I'm always telling nobody's going to be knocking at the door, mom, and everything.
What about you? I know you're talking about your mom, but what about you? Do you still think about it?
Yeah, I still think about it.
Jocelyn, what do you think? It was about a month or so ago. What do you still think about what happened?
I still do, and the thing that, like, hits me hard was that I'm Hispanic. So then, like, I think that, like, other American people here might see me and they might think that, like, I'm illegal here or something. And I'm scared.
What are you hearing from friends and other people at school and places in the community? What are people saying?
What I heard is, like, some Americans said that it's a good thing that they came because they were stealing some people's taxes money. And for me, I feel bad because they don't know what happened, like what really happened. And for me, like, if probably that would happen to them, they won't think the same way.
You're both American citizens.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Has this affected the way you think about yourself as American citizens?
Well, for me, yes. Like, this is my senior year, and I always thought, oh, this year's going to be the best. And then this happens. So this is one of those things that messed my year of being a senior. But now it's just different.
Jocelyn, what about you? I know you're graduating in a couple of days also. Congratulations to both of you.
Yeah.
But does this make you feel different somehow?
Well, it makes me feel different because, like, I think, like, I've seen how they treated them. They're not criminals. I just put myself in their shoes and how they'll feel. And, like, they wish that they could be citizens like us, but they can't. And I feel bad. Like, I just feel bad.
Do you still feel scared?
Yeah, I do.
What are you scared of?
I'm scared that, like, they will come back and, like, do the same thing. So, like, now if they come back, I know not to speak or don't open doors or anything. So I think that I'm, like, prepared.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know you're both graduating on Sunday. Do you think you're going to be able to enjoy it?
I'll try to, like, forget it, but I don't think I will. I'll just try to just live the moment.
Alex Sorto and Jocelyn Lopez live in Wilmer, Minnesota. Their homes were raided by immigration authorities in April. Thank you both for talking with us today.
Yeah, you're welcome, man.
You're welcome.
A local immigration official told the New York Times, which reported on the raid, that the operation was, quote, fully within the law.